mic on.
I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys at using a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Good old, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to two-tone Chevy Bay Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. When I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby. Frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor, the taste of sun on a Carolina shore, after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast. Wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to a pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend, the 16th summer shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back.
All right, everyone, welcome to another edition Calling Country here, WJRH.org, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Joining us now, we'll get right into it. Joining us now is from UPenn, Will Gathis. Will, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm fine. You don't sound very good.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's good. So, anything exciting happening over there by you?
No, I actually just got out for spring break, so I've left Philadelphia and I'm back in New Jersey. So.
Oh, well, then
I
take it back. Not joining us from UPenn, joining us from New Jersey as well. Are you home?
Yeah, currently.
Oh, that's fantastic. We don't have spring break till next week, so we got one more week. Okay. But any exciting plans?
I don't want to give too many details about, you know, where my home is, because, you know, I've had a lot of problems with fans trying to find me at Penn and stuff.
Right. Yeah, of course
we don't. We're going to keep this unknown location right now, unidentified, so this way, it's too much to handle. I'm a student first, so.
Right. You're not a celebrity second. Student first, celebrity second. Yeah, I agree. That's how I think of myself as well, so.
Yeah, it's one of the trade-offs of being in the industry, so.
So I was just, I mean, you haven't been on the show for the last couple of weeks, and I would just like to point out that we still were able to do the show, so I don't know.
Yeah, you should look at those numbers.
Well, I don't think you have the numbers, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to the producers back at Lafayette, and, you know, there was nothing good. They were saying they might have to cancel this week, but I, rest assured, I told them that I would be there, and here I am.
No, I don't think they were saying they would have to cancel the show because you
Ben, my word is gold.
Well, that's fine, except you pansied out when the senator came on, and then I don't know where you were last week. I guess you were on a train last week, so.
Yeah, to be truthful, Bernie Sanders is just a very intimidating figure to talk to. You know, he seems so nice on the television set when I get to watch him debate, but, you know, when he's on the show, he really just spits a lot of fire, and, you know, I've been burned before, so.
Yeah, we can't have that. So, have you had dinner yet?
Yes, I have, actually.
What was Mrs. Agathis cooking up?
Actually, I was in New York, so I went for a meal in Astoria, which is a big Greek diaspora there.
And what were we eating in New York? That was so exciting.
We had fish. We had fish.
Is that Greek?
Yeah, the fish that I had was Greek.
It was a Greek fish?
I mean, I didn't ask. But I assume so.
Were you there by yourself or?
No, the whole family.
Oh, the whole family can. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is my computer keep beeping? Or maybe it's my phone. Hold on. Well, you weren't here last week, but last week the studio was a complete mess. I think we're no longer broadcasting on the FM dial, so we're just an internet radio show.
Got it. So, yeah, I mean, I saw the footage prior to the show.
Yeah.
You know, my representative sent me the photos, and, you know, I saw it, and I was debating whether or not I should come on to the show that night, but when I saw how much disrespect you showed to that broadcast room, I said, no way. No way for Ben.
Yeah, well, I'm just checking my email here, because we got a couple emails in, and actually, this could be the most star-studded program that this radio station has ever seen, not just Calling Country, but any show ever. We you know how they verify the people on Twitter with the blue check marks?
Yeah,
we may have a blue check mark account calling in, so I don't know if you were aware. I don't know if you saw it at all in New York today, but today was Francesicon in New York. They're sending Mike away for the last Francesicon, where they all the Mongos gather in Irving Plaza, 1500 of them, and Mike shows up and they all chant and yell for Mike, and Mike is a little talk and takes pictures and the whole deal. It's kind of a cult thing, but so we might have somebody related calling into the program for a report about that, so they may be diminishing your appearance here tonight. So I don't know how you feel about that, but
I mean, I'd love to hear, you know, I mean, I have a lot of pride in the work that I do, but, you know, Mike Francesa is the Tom Brady when it comes to sports radio.
Well, we're not gonna have Mike on, but
we dabble in politics here and there, but you know, anything related to Mike always comes first, and you know that's how I like to run my show, and that's how you should run your show. So,
right. I agree. As you know, I'm lining up a gig at the network after my contract's up and after Mike's contract's up. So, still, you know, I asked them to if we could bring you along as well, but I don't think they want to do that, so it's fine with me.
Yeah, personally, I had no desire in working for the fan.
Are you trying to pull a quit before you get fired kind of deal, or?
No, I mean, they called me up. They said, hey, Will, we really need, you know, this boisterous, you know, dashing personality for our show. Currently, we just have Ben Janicek lined up to host. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but all the money in the world couldn't get me on that show. I'm sorry. So.
Well, that's...
I just ended it there. I wasn't playing hard to get it. It was just a matter of we had different interests. I do my show for the fans, and they thought I did it for the money. And
yeah.
You know, once I heard that, I said, no, I can't do it for you guys. I'm sorry.
It's kind of offensive, actually. So, you can't.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
This isn't about the money. I do it because of the fans.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself, but I'm glad that you do it for the fans.
I mean, I worked my way up. I remember the first time I called into the show, there was maybe one or two other viewers.
Yep.
Now we got at least 1,000 or 2,000. So.
At least, actually, yeah. And we'll see how those numbers move from now to around 7:30 when we have a celebrity calling in. So I imagine they'll go up significantly. Although probably not, people listen for me. So why would my guest move the needle at all? Actually, when you come to think of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure who's listening to you. Maybe the deaf, but I'm not sure if the viewership's going to change all that much when you have your guest on. Because honestly, the time when you do have me on is the best time of the night for everyone.
Okay, well, not for me, but I'm glad for everyone else, so that's good. Any exciting plans for spring break?
You know, I'm just enjoying life in the greatest state in the world. That's all there is to it for me.
You're not going to, like, go streaking across Trump Golf Course in Bridgewater?
Wait a second.
What?
Did I just hear a phone dial tone?
No, sorry. That's the email buzz going off. I'm in contact with the celebrity, so I need to be aware of when I get emailed.
Understood. You know, I just don't want to be disrespected.
No, we're not.
You know, I take a lot of time out of my day.
Yep.
Prepare what I'm going to say.
Sure, sure.
You know, to dial up and everything.
Right, so, yeah.
I don't like to be disrespected, Ben, and I'm sure you can understand that as another guy in the industry.
Of course. When Chris and Marquise call, it's just their phone number that shows up. But when you call, it says William Agathis. So I would just like to point out that you do have your name input into the phone here, which is – so you have a little bit of respect here. I don't want you to think we're disrespecting you. So.
I mean, I'm a professional first and foremost, so you know, I'm always encouraged to hear that other people take it the same way.
Well, I'm sure you are a professional, yeah, no doubt about it. But I was wondering, are you going to be doing anything to Trump Golf Course? Because you're kind of near there. I don't want to give away your location, but do you ever drive around there at all?
100% no.
You're going to be looking for the president?
No, I do remember when he was talking to Mitt Romney, they had that was happening just a few distances away. I don't want to give the exact distance.
Right, again, of course not, yeah.
But this is just a short distance away from me, so I am well aware of the territory, but I have no intentions of going anywhere near there.
Maybe you could put a driving range pad on your roof and hit golf balls over there.
Honestly, I have no desire in that either. You know, a lot of people try and sneak onto the golf course. I think that's silly. You know, if you want to play golf, I know great putt-putt courses around here. And, you know, that's what I would be doing.
Of course, that's what you would be doing. Well, that's fine. So, I'm glad you're home back in New Jersey. Enjoy your week.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, and
all the best with your attempted Francesicon source.
This could be one of the monumental moments of the program. So,
yeah, I mean, when people are going to be looking in the archives and everything, this will be one of those shows that everyone talks about. Like, where were you when Ben Janicek had, you know, Mike Francesa's aide on the show?
Right, and not even I got to say there's a well, let's just check the email here. Oh, yeah. We're good to go. He's going to come on. So he's going to come on at 7:30. He's a aide to Mike Francesa and to Don Imus. So a mutual connection. So we're going to hear
two of the biggest names you could possibly ask for.
So this man today, he met Mike Francesa and interviewed him, and yesterday he was on the Imus in the Morning program, and tonight he will be on the Call and Country program. So, I mean, you put me in the same conversation as one of the most legendary radio shows ever, Imus in the Morning, and the most influential sports show ever, Mike Francesa's show, and then Call and Country. You know, we're angling for a Marconi Award here or something, maybe Radio Hall of Fame. So,
I mean, it's just incredible what lengths you've done in the last year.
Yeah, I mean, this is only show 11 of this season, and we're already making these strides. So I just want you to know that it's an honor for you to be on the show. It's an honor for you to be on the show, and we enjoy it somewhat, but I just want you to know who you're dealing with here. So.
And you know, Ben, as much as I appreciate being on the show,
yeah.
I know that you appreciate it a lot more because, you know, I'm an entertaining character. Who wouldn't want me to be on their show?
Of course. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your time, Will. You did an excellent job, as always. So,
all the best. Have fun with Francesa's, you know.
Yeah,
course.
Whatever you want to call me. Thank you very much. We'll be talking to you soon. Enjoy your spring break.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
See ya. All right. Will Gathis with a great call, as always. This guy wants me to call him, which we've never done before. I don't really know how to do that, but we'll do it because that's what it requires. So we'll figure out how to do this. We'll play a song, and then we'll figure out what we're doing here, and we'll be back.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful. The green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Chairs towards the west and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
All right, so, yeah, it looks like we're lined up here in about 10 minutes. We'll give him a ring and see what we can work out. get a report. So we'll see if it works. I mean, never called anyone from the phone, so I don't really know if it'll work or not, but it might. It probably won't. So we'll see. But yeah, so today was Francesicon, so which is the final one because Mike's retiring, and Mike Francesa, the sports radio host in New York, the most influential sports talk host in the country, and so these idiots all congregate in Irving Plaza to honor him, and they dress up as him and do their impressions and take the Diet Coke and stuff, and then so our reporter was there. I guess now he's a Colin Country correspondent as well, so we'll give him that title, put that into his bio, and he'll give us a report because he interviewed Mike today, and yesterday, for the past week, he's been on IMUS, as he has been for several years now. So we'll get the lowdown from him, and then we'll hear about what it's like working for him, how Francesa was today, and also there's another person on IMUS who has been feuding as a significant feud with Mike Francesa, and we'll hear about who was invited to FrancesaCon and then did not go because he wimped out. So we'll hear about why, basically the dynamics going on right now between the conflicts going on with the hosts there. So this will be very interesting. Very interesting interview, probably the peak of this program, after which, I mean, there's no need to even do it anymore because we will have peaked. So we'll get that going in about 8 minutes. But before that, it's been a very important week in the news, of course. And Trump gave his State of the Union. Well, it's not. They don't call it the State of the Union, but it was the State of the Union. All right. State of the Union address. And Yeah, sorry. We're just talking to the celebrity, so. Now I gotta talk to my fans. So he gave that thing, and where's my train of thought? Oh yeah, he gave a State of the Union thing, and everybody loved it. Basically, he got extremely positive reviews from Republicans and Democrats and Independents. I mean, a significant number of Democrats actually said they liked the speech. They thought the policies were good and all that. Not the majority, but. A lot more than used to say that. So he had a great speech and great press coverage following it and did a fantastic job. And of course, the Democrat politicians do not like that very much. They don't need him getting all this momentum. So they put out the bogus Jeff Sessions story, which is just one of the more absurd things. Russia has become the biggest buzzword. All they have to do is say Russia. All they have to do is say Russia and Trump, and automatically everyone loses their mind. Regardless of what the facts are, everybody goes nuts. The press goes nuts. It's like, if the Democrats say Russia and Trump, that's the cue for the press to go absolutely insane, which they've done again, which forced Sessions' hand to recuse himself in the Russia thing, which, what is he recusing himself from exactly? I mean, the FBI already investigated the Russian hacking into the election, which wasn't hacking the election. They hacked emails of John Podesta, which supposedly influenced the election. How many people in the country know who John Podesta is, have ever heard of his name? Nobody. Only people who follow this stuff with a microscope know who John Podesta is. So the idea that that had any influence on the election, and the FBI came out and concluded that there was no evidence that Trump did anything, was working with them at all to undermine him, and that Russia tried to hack the RNC as well. They just weren't successful in doing it. It was clearly an attempt to undermine American government, not one party over another. And regardless, it's over. They said it's the Russians. It's done. So what exactly? So now they're getting into, well, was Trump colluding with them? But there's zero evidence of that. None. Jeff Sessions is on the Armed Services Committee, met as a senator, as all the other ones did. His first meeting was, he was in Cleveland for the RNC, and he gave a speech to like 100 ambassadors he was invited by the Obama Justice Department to give this speech to these ambassadors because the Justice Department wanted to show the ambassadors, or the State Department wanted to show the ambassadors about American government, how good the process is. So all these ambassadors came to observe the RNC, and Sessions gave them a speech on the side. And then afterwards, a few of the ambassadors came up as Sessions was leaving and shook his hand and said, good job. And
That's the encounter. So it was set up by the Obama administration. That was the encounter between Sessions and this guy, the first one. And then it gets leaked out that this happened, and it's blown up way out of proportion. And now with the wiretapping of Trump Tower and stuff, it's so obvious that the administration before the election was... Well, that the administration after the election, before Trump became inaugurated, and now since with the few allies and holdouts that remain in government that are still Obama people that haven't left yet, are trying to undermine the presidency and trying to diminish Trump over stuff that is absolute nonsense. And then, Pelosi says, I've never had a meeting with him. And then there's the picture of her meeting with him, and Schumer meeting with Putin. It's so hypocritical and just so obviously transparent that they're still trying to take him down over stuff that is complete nonsense, that it's very frustrating. But such is politics, so what can you do? So now there's a special prosecutor for anything involving Trump and the Russians, which, ridiculous. There's no evidence of anything, but... The only evidence there is Obama using the FISA courts to do their best to undermine Trump and attack him during the campaign, which, and the media is like, oh, if they did that, then they would have had to have a intelligence and a warrant to know that Trump was up to no good. Yeah, in a world where it's not Obama versus Trump, in a non-political world, sure, in a perfect world. But that's not what's going on here. This is the same guy who wiretapped 20 AP journalists and James Rosen and James Rosen's family and charged and alleged they were co-conspirators under the Espionage Act because they were receiving leaks, which is absolute nonsense. So the idea that he wouldn't use it in a political fashion to try to get his person elected and the other person not, to lose is absurd. And then he's just like, oh, well, if he did it, he must have had good reasons to do so. Why does he get the benefit of the doubt? So, anyway, coming up, we'll have our report from Francesicon on a much better note. And so we'll do all that, and we'll fire up a song here while I call Mr. Guns and interview him about, well, whatever we want to interview him about. So we'll fire that up, and then we'll talk to him on the other side and get our scoop from Francesicon. We'll be right back.
Southern boy, in your pickup truck. Seasons change, dashboard stays covered in red clay dust. Southern boy, you've never been scared to fight. Your family name, there's a lot of things you just don't compromise. Keep singing them songs. Keep carrying on, yeah. Keep stealing those kisses from your southern man.
Southern Belle. Keep loving those Friday nights. Keep rolling with your buddies. Raise a little hell. But just don't.
All right, so we will be joined very shortly here by our guest, and he will be reporting on the events of the day in Irving Plaza in New York City and on experiences with Mr. Don Imus, so we will get to hear about that, and there he is, so we'll put him on now. So joining us now on the Call and Country program from Imus in the Morning and at the Gun Show on Twitter, G-U-N-Z, is Michael Guns Gunzelman. Mike, welcome. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? Happy Saturday night as I walk the streets of New York City and it's freezing outside.
It is freezing outside. No, thank you so much for coming on. I saw it was FrancescaCon today, which is obviously a huge deal in New York City. And I am, of course, a big Mike Francesa fan, as well as a big Imus in the Morning fan and big Mike Guns fan. So I thought, why not reach out to you and see if there was any chance we could get a report about the events of the day. And so you were kind enough to spare a few minutes for us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries, man. And thanks for the support. And it's great always to, you know, have another fan as well as, you know, hopefully friend as well.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
It was wild, man. So it was the fourth FrancescaCon, and it was definitely a special, overall great experience. Special and a great experience. Mike showed up,
yep.
And for the listeners out there, Mike doesn't always show up. He showed up last year, and he showed up again this year. It was packed. A lot of number ones, Zahn signs, the whole entire thing. I mean, it's kind of amazing that Francesa has such a huge, huge following, overall such a positive experience, man. It was a lot of fun today.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing how this sort of like Mongo Nation, I guess they call themselves, how that's really just spawned out of nowhere, seemingly. But he's certainly decided to take the light with it. But I'm glad he showed up, and I see on the Imus in the Morning Twitter page, I guess someone tweeted, maybe Imus, he said, Guns met Mike at FrancescaCon today. Did you have any interaction with him?
Yeah, I was able to meet Mike. There had been something going back and forth between Sid Rosenberg.
Right, right.
Sports, and I'm Sid's producer for Imus. I also fill in and, you know, host Imus when Imus is off, et cetera. I've done Imus now for about 8 years now. I'm very grateful and happy about that opportunity. And Sid and Mike have been going back and forth the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And Sid was supposed to show up today, and Sid didn't show up, but I showed up. And the I-Man tweeted out saying, props to me. And
you're his new guy.
And that Sid was a coward, but he loved Sid still. But, I was able to interact with Francesa. Once I told him, I went up to him, it was like, I've seen him before at events, but...
Yeah.
You know how it is at sporting events or just events in general. It's a lot of handshake and, you know, talk to you later type thing.
Right.
But I was actually able to talk to him for a good amount of time today and told him I was part of the Imus show, and he called Sid delusional.
Yeah, yeah, they have.
And,
it's really unbelievable.
It's not an act. It's not an act. They really had been going back and forth at it with each other. So it's been fun.
Yeah, so I saw Sid tweeted out. He said, a very busy, careful consideration and a very busy family schedule. You know, I don't know how much we're buying that. So, but what's it like working for Sid and being Sid's producer, doing the clips and everything, and working for Imus? That must be an experience.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been, I started at WABC Radio in New York City. Literally, I went to Fordham University, and sophomore year, I was really into, went to school for broadcast journalism, and got an internship just on weekends, and just same thing that you're doing, you know, just have to keep working your ass off and just keep busting it. And, you know, anytime somebody takes off, you got to be there to fill in and start filling in during the week from time to time, and then ended up getting a job. My first job was with Sean Hannity and Mark Levin.
Wow.
And obviously Hannity's huge. You know, I mean, Sean Hannity's number two behind Rush Limbaugh. And we, our sister station was ESPN Radio at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had filled in for Curtis and Kubi a couple times in the morning, and Warner Wolf was there. And Warner Wolf also had an ESPN show, and that producer left. So Warner had known me from filling in the morning and was like, hey, do you want to work with me at ESPN?
Yeah.
Went with him to ESPN as well, and then would sleep for a couple hours and then come back and work for Sean Hannity and Mark Levin, you know, so busted my tail.
Yeah.
And then Warner was back on Imus once Carson Kubi left, and they brought me along to the Imus show. So I've been with the Imus in the morning program for like 7-8 years now, and you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're a fan, man. Every time, you never know what you're going to get from hour to hour, and that's the great thing about the show, and I'm forever grateful. And I mean, Imus really gave me my my start on a national platform, and we were on Fox Business, and I'm still doing Fox Television and Fox News Channel and stuff. So it's all because of the I-Man. But like I said, it's fun because literally hour to hour, anything can happen.
Yeah. It's such a great, and I'm glad Sid kept it. Cause of course Warner left, he went down to Florida as we've heard. And, so he's now not doing sports anymore. So Sid's a fairly new addition, but he used to be on the program, and then he had a bit of a hiatus not being on, and now he's back. And seems like Sid and the I-Man have quite a rapport between the two of them. It's quite entertaining. So,
it's definitely fun, and like I said, man, every time you you show up and during commercial breaks and everything, I mean, it's such a great experience, but. Because it's on the legendary WABC, but you're also working with the great Don Imus, and then Sid is also a nut job.
Sid is out of his mind.
He goes tanning. Like for anybody who doesn't know what he looks like, go Google him. But he goes tanning. He's got a shaved head. He's huge. Goes to the gym every day. And then you have me sitting right next to him. And even though my last name's Guns with the Z, I look nothing like somebody whose name should be Guns. I'm just like this scrawny little hippie hipster, So,
yeah. No, it's very entertaining to listen to. And you've worked your way onto a bunch of segments now. Some of your Psychos or various things. So you've certainly made a mark for yourself on the program. It's been great. I've been a fan for a while now. So just watching you make your mark and become more of a presence it's just cool to see, because he makes stars out of a lot of people, and you're certainly becoming one of them, so it's cool to watch.
Well, I appreciate that, and I mean, if anything, Imus has of all the many things that he's been able to do, he made Mike Breen,
Bernie now, everyone loves Bernie, he's on O'Reilly, has his own radio show,
it's a lot of fun, man. Like, I literally love going to work every day, and it's also fun, and also things like today, I went to Francesticon.
Right.
What I mean? And it was wild. So there was about, I'd say, it wasn't as crowded as last year. Last year, but they also had Mad Dog Russo last year
as
well.
Right, exactly.
So, but I'd say there was about maybe 900 out of 1,100 people. So
okay.
It was still packed. It
yep.
was wild. Live band. You had the, the impressions, the contest, the whole thing going on. And Mike showed up and, took photos with everybody and just a fun night and, a fun day, I should say. I mean, it went 6 hours.
So wow, unbelievable.
Started at noon. I left a little after 5 p.m. It was still going on when I left. And, a lot of people drinking and a lot of impersonations and just an overall great experience. And, I mean, it is wild. So we'll see what happens with him, though.
We will see. Wonder where he's going to go. But, thank you so much. Really can't tell you how much we appreciate the time and your coming on the program. And definitely look forward to hearing more about it on Monday on Imus. So.
Awesome, man. And good luck with everything, and congratulations on yourself, man. You're very good at what you do. So, all right.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good night. Enjoy your weekend.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
All right. Mike Guns Gunzelman, a star on Fox and WABC across the country, on Callin' Country tonight. So definitely our most well-known guest so far. So that was pretty cool. Very cool. He's going to be... He's almost like the radio version of Jesse Waters. Seems like he's going to be making himself into a name. He's only like not even 30, so... Very cool to have him on, and our thanks to him, of course. Whoops, didn't mean to do that. But so we'll play a song, and we'll figure out what we want to do for the rest of the program. 19 more minutes, because we want to end on a good note, of course. But very cool to have that, and so we'll figure out what we're playing here. Where we want to go? We'll go some Jason Aldean, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
State champs, white and blue. Yeah, I remember you. You sure had a hell of a view from way up there. High above the yellow pines and the First Baptist Jesus Save sign. I talked to you a million times about getting out of here. I'd get when I pointed my wheels out west. A little young and dumb, I guess. Gotta learn somehow. Slowing down and driving in, I can finally breathe again. It's like I found a long lost friend. God, I missed this.
So Twitter really is a Twitter really is fantastic, because not only can you get, not only do you get all the news on there from any angle you want, way before it's ever put in a newspaper or on television. To first, televisions were the quicker way to get it instead of a newspaper, and now Twitter is just a million times faster than television in terms of getting news. And so I saw on Twitter that that Imus tweeted out that Guns went to Francesicon instead of Sid because Sid's a coward and didn't want to be, because Sid and Mike are in a fight, and so Sid didn't want to go there and be a judge, even though he was invited to go there, so he left. And well, I'm not saying Sid's a coward, but that's what Imus tweeted out. He's like, Sid's a coward, he's not going, but Guns went, and he included Guns' Twitter handle. So then I looked at Guns' Twitter, and I saw Guns was at Francesicon, so I tweeted him, and I said, do you want to come, would you be able to come on this show to talk about Francesicon? And he tweeted me back, he's like, yeah, sure, I'll come on. So then he gave me his email, and we emailed, and then he asked when I wanted to come on. I said, 7:30 work? He said, sure, here's my phone number, call me at 7:30, and then we worked it out, so... In the span of a couple hours, we got him on the show and worked out well. So glad to have him. And just a wild day, I'm sure, at Irving Plaza, and a wild week every week working on the Imus show. So that's how we did that, which is cool. And then in other news, Seton Hall with a huge win today, securing for sure their spot in the NCAA tournament. Now they don't... It was almost like they should have, if they wanted a better chance in the Big East tournament, they would have lost, because now they have whatever seed they have, but it means if they win the first round, they play Villanova in the second round, whereas if they had lost, they would have had a worse seed, but they would have played Marquette in the second round and wouldn't have played Villanova till the end. So if they want to go further in the Big East tournament or have a better chance at it, it would be better for them to lose, but by winning. But if they lost, then they probably would have had to won the first big. They would have had to have gotten a win in the first Big East tournament game to get into the NCAA tournament. So by winning today, they gave themselves a little tougher shot in the Big East tournament, but have guaranteed, regardless of what happens in the first round of the Big East, that they will be an NCAA tournament team. For going to NCAA tournament in back-to-back years for the first time since the early 90s. So the Seton Hall basketball program has certainly made a significant turnaround. Kevin Willard, the head coach, has done a remarkable job with them. So good job out of Seton Hall today, winning at down 10 with like 4 or 5 minutes to go, or like 7 minutes to go, and in foul trouble without one of their best players. Somehow was able, on the road against the number 13 team in the country, somehow they were able to come back and win that game, which is very impressive. So maybe they're gearing up to make a run here in the tournament, either tournament, hopefully both, but we'll see. And then also in other news, heart failure and joyousness is the deadliest thing in both the UK and the US. Kills most people every year. But now they believe, previously they thought there was no way to repair damaged heart muscle. But now, through stem cells, they can. So they've realized they can. So this doctor did like this surgery on this young girl who a third of her heart was like pretty badly damaged. So they didn't know what to do. So they just took that part of the heart out. They just cut it out. And then didn't think it'd work, but they had no other choice. So he said, we'll just try it, because if we don't do anything, she'll die. So we'll just try this and maybe get the bad stuff out and be better. And it turned out it did, because she was young enough that the heart regrew the stuff that was cut out. It regrew with good stuff, which they didn't think was possible. But it turns out until a certain age, you actually are capable, like the stems, there's some, I don't know what it's called. Let's see. You operate on a four-month-old girl's heart. And so the heart had a defect, and so he cut away a third of the badly damaged heart. And then 14 years later, the scan showed that the heart had totally healed itself, which they didn't realize it could do. And so they realize at a certain, when you're young enough, your heart's able to heal itself. So now they figured out a way to, through stem cells, to replicate that process at any point, however old you are. So they did like that study, and then they're doing another one to confirm it or something. But it seems like seems to be very promising, that which stem cells, they can do anything with them now. They can grow those things into basically anything. So we'll see where that goes. But could have a major breakthrough for growing new hearts for people, which is cool. So I guess should be mentioned. We like to have occasional medical updates on the show. So there's a medical update. So you got some sports, some medicine, some current events, some local New York City drama, and that's about it. I mean, what else do we possibly have? We have. See, I turn the computer button off, but I don't actually pause the music. So then, when I can go to turn the computer button back on, the music's still playing. So yeah, let's stop that because now it's onto a terrible song. We don't want that. So we'll get back to our queued up playlist here, and then we'll be back to close out the show. So. We'll see if anyone can endure the length of this song, because it's on Granger Smith's new album, but it's a pretty long song, so we'll see how it goes here. If anyone stays awake for the whole length of it.
Miss it all together. Just an old BP and a Dairy Queen, where the farmers meet to talk about the weather. It's a tailgate town, just a needle on a map dot route, 100 miles from a highway sound, in the middle of nowhere, where time came and went, flying by. A new Corvette. Oh, but we ain't left it yet. We're still kicking around this tailgate town. Friday night, every soul for miles is underneath the lights, cheering all together. In 88, yeah, we went to state. There wasn't any place that was any better than this tailgate town, just a needle on a map dot route, 100 miles from a highway sound, in the middle of nowhere, where time came and went, flying by like a new Corvette. Oh, but we ain't left it yet. We're still kicking around this tailgate town. Whoa, 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 whoa. Church of Christ, chairs out in the aisle, when someone gets baptized or sent up to heaven, and they'll rest in peace beneath that old oak tree. Yeah, and just like me, they'll be here forever. In a tailgate town. The yellow light. Oh, and you just might
miss it all together.
Please come to Boston for springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they got lots of room. You can sell your paintings on the sidewalk and buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said no. Boy, you come home to me. And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver to see the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw our love you echoes down the canyon. And then lie awake at night till they come back around. Please come to Denver, she said no. Boy, you come home to me. She said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Now this trip turns world goes round and round, and I doubt if it's ever gonna stop. And of all the dreams I've lost and found, and all that I ain't got, I need someone to cling to, somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. A California life alone is just too hard to live. We live in a house that looks out over the ocean. And there's some stars that fell from the sky living up on a hill. Please come to L.A., she said no. Boy, you come home to me. She said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? L.A. ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man. From Tennessee.
Thank you for letting us do that, everybody. God bless you.
All right. So since we are concluding with our program here and it's spring break season, we'll go out with a Luke Bryan spring break album song. So we'll see you in 2 weeks because hopefully next Saturday I'll be in Florida. So we'll see you in 2 Saturdays, hopefully. All right. See you, everyone.
Didn't even check in the room, we went straight for the beach. Didn't even give the eye.
the Georgia boy. Why don't you and your friends ease on over here and chug a beer with Miss Illinois? Yeah, I'm sitting pretty in Suntan City, got the best view in the world. Spending my days catching these rays, watching coconut covered girls. And they keep strolling by and they keep rolling in like the waves on the sand. Yeah, I'm sitting pretty in Suntan City with a cold one in my hand. I got a buddy who blew all his money. He had to stay his broke ass. Going on, I tell him I'm sitting pretty.